Welcome to the Passion to Profit podcast. I'm your host, Nikki Milne. Join me, an ex-hairdresser turned PR and marketing expert and mum of four, as we dive into the world of women in business. I'm here to help you create a strong business so you can earn more, work less, and enjoy a fulfilling personal life while excelling in your career. Let's get started. So today we're talking about increasing profits. That is something else besides overwhelm that I get asked a lot about in a business, that you want to increase your profits. Now, by increasing profits, it allows us to scale, allows us to grow, it allows us to delegate tasks to people that work for us. There is just so many benefits to increasing profits, but how do we do it? So today I'm going to step through some really simple strategies and just remind you, some of them will be reminders, some of them will be new ideas. But if you're walking around, you might want to stop now, take out a pen and paper. Or perhaps if you're walking on your daily walk and listening to this podcast, you might want to pull up your notes app and ready to take notes, because this is a really powerful episode. And this is what I do in my business to bring in income. And it works. These strategies work. I've tested them many times over the 18 years I've been in business, and I want to share them with you today. Now, you might think one or two of them are relevant. You might think the whole 7-8 are relevant to you. You might want to re-listen to this episode when you're back in your office or in your home office. But these strategies are really impactful. So let's step into them and hear about them right now. So number one, I want you to review your pricing model. So this very clearly is not pricing. It's not how what you charge. It is your pricing model, model being the defining word here. So for example, you might be membership based, or you might be project based, or like for me in the agency, we're retainer based. It is time right now to stop and look at the way you are putting together your packages or your offers and how you're billing people, because times are changing. And I'm going to use my agency and be fully transparent with you here. So for the last 18 months in my agency, we have had a $5,000 per month entry level into our agency. So that means that when people come on board, they sign up for 6 months at a minimum. I mean, a lot of our clients have been with us 4 or 5 years now, but $5,000 is the minimum entry level into the agency. And so that's billed monthly, and that has been fine. And we've had a wait list. We only have 20 clients at once. We're very boutique. So it means that every month I'm dealing with amazing clients. And then to get into the agency, you have to go on a wait list. And when we have a spot come up, we let you know and you can opt into being one of our clients. And that's worked well, really well, like amazingly well, up until literally the last months, really since the start of 2024. Whereas as we've entered this year, we've encountered a few challenges that I probably haven't seen really since I've been doing the agency, where people are not paying their bills on time. And it's starting to spread out to 2 weeks. It's starting to spread out 3 weeks. Some of them are months. And so I've had to make some really hard calls and get rid of a few clients that can't pay their bills. And then others have been polite and come to me and just said, Nikki, we're bringing it back in-house, the marketing. We can't afford that at the moment. As much as we love working with you, it's time for us to bring that back in-house so we can save that money and allocate it somewhere else. Completely understand. I'd rather people do that than not pay my bills and ignore me. So times have changed. So yesterday, I actually had to sit down in the office by myself and I had to change our pricing model, because I need to meet the market of where it's at the moment. So what does that look like for us as an agency, to give you an example? So before, the only way to work with us was that $5,000 a monthly retainer on a 6-month contract. As of today, you can actually work with us on a project base. So that means a 6-week campaign, an 8-week campaign to boost your marketing and your business. You can actually just work with us for a day to launch an event or give you a really tactical campaign built. So I have adjusted and shortened the time limits and the financial commitment to us at the agency, because that is the world we're living in right now today, and I'm meeting the market. Now, I'm not technically lowering my prices, but I'm adjusting the payment terms and the period of time people can work with us. This is going to open the doors to a lot of new work that we, over the last 18 months, would have definitely turned away. Now we can welcome it. And I've got staff, I've got overheads, all sorts of things. So I'm doing this to meet the market where it's at today. So the takeaway from this is, look at your business right now. Now, are you got an abundance of clients and a wait list? Great, your business model is obviously working. But can you adjust what your business model is right now to welcome new clients in? Are there clients potentially that you've met along the line in the last 6 months and gone, I'd love to work with you, but we can't really do that for you right now because that's not how we work? Maybe by changing a pricing model or introducing something new, you can go back to that person and say, look, we've just adjusted our pricing and our packages or our offers or how you work with us. Here's the new situation. How are you feeling? Are you still looking for someone to help you with X, Y, and Z. Now, if you liked my wording there, you can actually stop, go back, you know, 15 seconds, I should say, or 30 seconds, and actually write out what I just said and send that in an email to a client. That's what you need to write down. But don't be afraid to adjust your pricing model to meet the market where it's at, because that will ultimately bring more profit into your business. Number two, now this one is increasing your pricing. How long since you've done a price review? How long since you put the prices up? Yep, I'm hearing radio silence. It's one of the very first things I do in a mentoring session when people come on board with mentoring. We look at your pricing business model, and then we look at your pricing. Can you raise them? Now, sometimes it's by a few dollars if you're a product business. Sometimes it's by a few hundred if you're in services. Every business is completely different. But the important thing is that you are covering your costs and you're allowing for growth and scaling in your costing. If you don't know how to price your services or you're really bloody confused, which is very, very common, book a strategy session with me, a one-off strategy session with me. And you know, that's another example. There used to not be any way to work with me but mentoring. This year, I offer $750 Australian dollars, that is, strategy sessions with me, where we literally just download in everything for an hour and I help you sort out all the overwhelm and confusion and give you clarity. So that's another way I've met the market this year. There isn't as much cash flow for mentoring, so I offer business strategy sessions. But back to it, you shouldn't be afraid to raise your prices unless you're in an industry where people are falling off left, right, and center. Then maybe it's a good time just to hold your pricing. But if you can, slightly adjusting your pricing will absolutely increase profits. The next thing is expand your offering. And again, going back to the example I just gave you with my agency, we never took project work for the last 18 months. Now we're taking project work. We're open to it. So if there's something in your business that you stopped doing because you felt you didn't need to, or you've grown beyond that, or you've changed, maybe it's time to revisit that and think, at the start of my business, what did I do that did incredibly well to welcome new clients in? And I'm going to give you an example from 18 years ago. When I took over that hair salon in Subiaco, we had no clients, like zero clients. Like I would sit there for days without a goddamn person walking in my salon. And I was not going to handle that for much longer. We were literally going to go bankrupt. So I created a flyer and I still remember calling it the Angel Package. And it was half a head of foils, a carton of blow dry for $185. I still have that image somewhere, the poster. So I went up to Officeworks and I spent $25 getting hundreds of flyers. And then I walked the streets of Subiaco where my salon was, and I dropped it into every goddamn business and I dropped it into every house in the area. Well, oh my gosh, I got probably 50 new clients from that, which is huge for a business that I was sitting in, day out, not having a client in. I adjusted my offer and I made it really affordable to give me an opportunity to meet people and an opportunity for them to trust me. And a lot of those clients became long-term clients. And a lot of those clients introduced new people into my salon. And that's where it began, from that one Angel Package that I still remember. So is there something that worked really well when you started your business that brought people rushing through the doors to give you an opportunity? Why don't you redo that? Open the door to that again. And yes, you might want to increase the price on it. You might want to adjust the program or the offering slightly. But don't be afraid to rehash something that was wildly successful before. The next is reduce cost. Now, this is a really common thing. Again, when I'm mentoring or doing business strategies, we dive into this because I find so many business owners are wasting so much money on stupid things and not moving the needle in their business. So for example, if you're throwing $50 a week at a Facebook boost ad and you're not really seeing much traction, save your friggin' $50. Facebook marketing, I'm obviously not a huge fan on. I think people don't understand it properly. They don't have the budgets for an agency or someone that knows what they're doing. So they're trying to boost posts and chuck money on here, left, right, and center. And really, they're just burning money that could be better spent or kept in their back pocket. So there's a lot of ways you can reduce costs. It's amazing when we actually map out for a week what we're spending money on in our business. And then we go, Christ, we don't need that. I don't need that. I don't even remember subscribing to that. You know, all these fancy apps on your phones that help create videos and captions and things like that. Do you really need all them? Or is there a new way that's come out that's free? So go back. I want you to document for a week what you're spending everything, all your money on your business in for a week or a month, and then actually look at reducing quite a few of those costs. And that will actually give you more profit and bottom line at the end of the year, more profit. The next is email marketing. Now this is free and I'm going to do another episode on email marketing because it's phenomenal. We love email marketing. People, you probably like everyone bangs on about email marketing, but this is a tactic. OK, Okay, this is a bit of a golden marketing tactic we've used. I got taught it by another mentor. I've since learned it's a famous email tactic, and it was first found by a guy called Dean Jackson, who was a real estate agent. And you may have heard of it. It's called the 9-word question email. And you can Google that if you want to get examples of it. And I'm going to tell you it here now too. But basically, it is a subject line bearing the client's name, followed by a body text with one line, which is a 9-word question. That's why it's called the 9-word question. So here's an example. And I have used this many times in the agency and on my email list, and blows me away every time how many emails back I get. But basically, here's an example. So Sarah, quick question for you. Now that's the subject line. So into the inbox would come, Sarah, quick question for you. So it's personalized to that particular client. The goal is to, So Sarah, quick question for you. Hi, Sarah. Are you still interested in, for me, it would be marketing, or for you, it might be hairdressing services or interior design services, or you're still looking to get married, whatever it is, you put that in there. So it is a 9-word email. And the goal is to actually re-engage them. It's not to sell to them. It's actually just to open the door to a conversation. Now, I have put this through my email list and sent it out to my email list. And the amount of people think I've personally emailed them is phenomenal. I get so many emails about going, oh, thanks, Nikki, for touching base. I no longer have a business. I'm like, great, take you off my email list. Hey, Nikki. Yeah, thanks so much. I'm really confused at the moment. I'm not sure what to do about this, this, and this. It opens the door to so many conversations. So I'm just going to redo that again for you just for clarity, because I know I muddled it a bit up there. But the subject line is customized to the client's name and a quick question for you. And then the body of the email simply says, are you still interested in and your service or product? And that's it. Signed, Nikki. That's it. 9 words. And I might even send one out again because I haven't done one for about a year, and see, you can actually see it in action. So if you're not subscribed to my email list, go and subscribe to my email list and look out for this email. It's going to come through, and it will be the 9-word question email. It's phenomenal. And all you're doing is opening the door, but you don't need to individually send it. You can just send it to your entire list and just use the custom prompts in whatever email software marketing you're using. So definitely touch base with people, 9-word email, open the door to more conversations. You never know out of your mailing list who's looking for your services right now. But if you don't send that email, they're never going to actually think to reach out to you in many cases. So you prompting them to start an engaging conversation with you, to saying the door to I'm open to work, actually will open the world of opportunity and profit to you. The next is implementing crossing and upselling. So you want to encourage your existing clients to purchase more from you. So example one, if you're a hairdresser, you can offer them shampoo and conditioner. You know, if, you know, McDonald's are famous for this, you buy a burger, do you want chips and a drink with that? Yes, I do. They've just made you another $3 off them. So I think we as business owners don't upsell enough, and we don't ask the questions enough. So if you've bought any of my courses, this is another example, you actually go through to buy my course. And when you get to checkout, it says, would you like a business strategy session with Nikki for X, Y, and Z amount? And it's about 50% off my normal business strategy session costs. And I upsell maybe 2 to 3 of them a week, which is a few thousand dollars more in my bank account every week from that upsell at checkout when you're buying an online course from me. So you need to make it easy for someone to upsell with you. And personally, I prefer it if it's just a tick box as I check out. And, you know, we were talking about this yesterday, where if you've ever done a Coles or Woolies online order, you go through and then it says to you as you go to check out, have you forgotten any of these items? And I'm like, oh, crap, yes, I have. Quick, tick, 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 tick. And I've just bought another, you know, $30 to $50 worth of stuff. I have forgotten it, but they could have just let me check out. But they just got another $50 off me. And I'm in my head thinking, God, that's helpful. I would have forgotten my milk and my cheese. But they've just earned more money off us, so it's more profit in their back pocket. So I want you to think the same. What can you do currently in your business that will be an upsell to an existing client? I'm sure there's ideas. Okay, the next one is focus on customer retention. It is so much easier to keep an existing client happy than go and acquire a new one. That is so important to recognize that. We love our clients, and I send them gifts, and I'm always like, you know what, your branding needs redone. I'm going to do your branding complimentary. And you know what, that does cost me money, but you're an amazing client and I want you to have fresh new branding. Last year, I built a whole new website for one of my clients that's been with me for 5 years, and I initially I quoted for it. And then I actually at the end sent them a thing saying, I'm actually going to wipe your entire bill as a thank you for being so loyal to me in business for the last 5 years. So I built them an entirely new website worth about $4,000 and I wiped that bill. Now that might seem excessive to you, but God, they've been a client for nearly five years now and they're amazing. I adore them. Big shout out to Farabo, my Japanese restaurant that we look after in Perth City. Amazing food. But they are the most amazing client and they just love what we do. And then we just have such an amazing working relationship with them. So I built them a whole new website and I didn't charge them. And just little things like that, that makes a mega difference to the loyalty of a customer and how they tell others about you. And I believe it's like really positive, good energy to put that kind of thing back out into the world. So is there a way you can reward clients? Now you're thinking, how's that going to increase profits? You just gave them, you know, a $4,000 website. Well, it's continuing the loyalty with that client. But that client also is probably going to tell five other people how amazing we are to work with and what we've just done for them. They're going to increase profits because more people are going through that beautiful new website that we're directing people to. So all round, it will eventually, I believe, come back to me in another form. Okay, the next one is improve your online presence. The amount of people that come to me and say, Nikki, my profits are really down. I'm struggling to attract clients. And I look at their social media and they haven't posted for a week. Come on. You have to be out there fighting for the dollar. It is a freaking competitive space. And if you're not showing up or saying, hey, look at me, this is how I can help you, you can't expect to be making profits. And you can't expect to be making really good profits. I'm everywhere. A lot. That is partly why I make so much money. I'm constantly showing up and going, hey, this is what I'm good at. This is something I've done for someone else. This is an example of someone I mentored yesterday. This is the outcome. This is the story to where I'm at today. And this is how I've helped someone. You have to show up and you have to ask for the sale. When we lost those two clients, like later, earlier this month, which I talked about in previous episodes, I actually put on my Instagram on the Perth Collective, we have two spots available. And that kind of made me cringe and made me feel very uncomfortable because I knew my competitors would be going, oh, they've lost two clients. And the clients would probably be going like, oh my God, like they're desperate. I wasn't. I was just letting people know that we normally have a wait list. Currently we don't. And I have two spots available. You know what happened next? I had like six emails from people wanting to work with me because I publicly had gone and said, hey, hello, we have availability. If anyone that's PR, marketing, social media management, please, please come and speak to us. Email me. And they did. And from that, we converted two of them. So I was back up to what we normally earn in the office, in the agency. So I think you have to ask for the sale. Don't be shy. If you want to increase your profits, go out there and ask people. Tell them that you have availability. And if you don't want to post it on your socials, on your posts, do it in the stories. Hey, guys, we have two spots. This is rare. Chat to me. Send me a DM. Hey, if you're looking to work with me. Look, if you're unsure about working with me and you have a few questions, send me a message. Go out there and ask for the sale. I don't think we ask for it enough. And on the bottom of your caption, hey guys, or hey, we're now welcoming new clients to our hairdressing salon. Got a question for me? Send me a DM. You have to ask for the sale and you literally have to ask for it on everything. So don't be afraid to say, hey, we're open to new work. We're open to new clients. We would love to work with new clients. That is not detriment to your old clients. That is not a bad thing. That's showing growth. It's showing leadership. Showing empowerment. There's so many good things about asking. So what I want you to do as the key takeaway and activity from this particular episode, I want you to go and look at what is the most profitable thing you've sold in the last 6 months. So this could be a service. It might be a hairdressing package. It might be an interior package. It might be a particular dress that you have in your bridal store or your fashion store. What is the one thing that has sold more than anything else in your business in the last 6 to 12 months, right? I want you to take that and I'm going to suggest you do a value add offer for that particular product because we know, or service, we know that sells exceptionally well. So we're going to amplify it. We're going to take that one product or service and you're going to add value. So I want you to find something in your business that complements it that you can add on. We're not discounting that product or service. Very clearly not discounting it. We're going to add value to it. So that could be a free candle with it or a free treatment if you're a hairdresser or if you're an interior designer, maybe you can offer some free cushions. Something that's a low price point, but you can absorb into the costs. And then I want you to run a sale or offer on it for 24 hours. Actually 48. Let's make it 48 hours. People are a bit slow to respond at the moment. So 48 hours, I want you to run that offer. And then I want you to DM me and tell me how many sales you got from me. That is a great way to get a profit increase. So that is your homework for today. Go and look at your figures, find the most profitable thing that you sell in your business, and then do a short, hard-hitting 48-hour campaign on it with an added value and see how many sales you can make. And I can't wait to see the results. Make sure you DM me and tell me what the results were from your challenge. And hopefully that helps increase the profit along with these other strategies I've shared with you today. See you in the next episode.